My name is David Utz, and I am the Minister of Music and Liturgy of Church of the Holy Communion in Memphis, Tennessee. Today is the feast day of St. Joseph, the earthly father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the husband of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the mother of our Lord. As an Episcopalian, where we run the gamut of liturgical practices, from the Anglo-Catholic High Church traditions to the more Protestant Low Church traditions, I have often wondered or feared if we bypass Blessed Joseph, putting much emphasis on the Virgin Mary at Joseph's expense. For Joseph, we do have March the 19th, the Feast of Blessed Joseph, but there are indeed numerous feast days devoted to the Virgin Mary. And yes, many of our Christmas carols in the hymnal 1982 and its supplements include Joseph, but again, perhaps only in passing. However, there is a significant text in our hymnal at hymn 261 and hymn 262 that is devoted specifically to Joseph, namely the Latin hymn Celitum Joseph Decus Atque Nostrae. This hymn was written by Father Juan Escolar Casanata, a 17th century priest. Father Juan's hymn has been used as the office hymn for Matins, otherwise known as morning prayer, on the Feast of St. Joseph on March 19th. The translation for Celitum Joseph, as found in the hymnal 1982, reads, "By the Creator, Joseph was appointed spouse of the Virgin, guardian of the Incarnate. He, by his caring, ministered to Jesus, source of salvation." Published in London in 1955, the English Catholic hymn book uses this translation: "Joseph, the glory of the Church triumphant, sure hope of life, and stay of things created, deign to accept our tribute, as we offer our joyful praises." The hymnal 1982 translation of Father Juan's Latin hymn goes on: "Christ, in whose presence hosts of hell must tremble, ruler of all things, Lord of earth and heaven, monarch of monarchs, to his earthly father freely was subjected. To God eternal be all praise and glory, who to St. Joseph gave supernal honor. Grant that we also may, like him, be faithful in our obedience." Indeed, St. Joseph was obedient, if nothing, as he took in an already with child Mary as his wife. Obeying the angel in a dream, Joseph then followed God's instruction to take flight into Egypt to escape Herod the king. While in Egypt, Joseph had another dream in which the angel of the Lord told him to take the child and mother and go into Israel. But when in yet another dream he heard that Herod's son was now ruling in Judea, Joseph took his family and settled in the district of Galilee in the small town called Nazareth. There Joseph taught his own trade of carpentry to the boy Jesus, where, as Luke 2:39 tells us, Jesus grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The fact that the editorial committee of the hymnal 1982 set Celitum Joseph to two separate hymn tunes, one plainsong chant and the other a contemporary folk-like tune, tells us that the hymnal committee felt this text to be significant, and they wanted to provide two contrasting tunes for the hymn to be used in a number of liturgical settings, one perhaps more formal and another perhaps more casual. Given that the Blessed Virgin Mary has a number of feast days and appears in the scriptures so often, we might want to give a little more credit to Blessed Joseph when possible, as he was the caretaker and head of the Holy Family that prepared Jesus the Christ for his earthly life and ministry. Happy St. Joseph's Day.
Thanks to David Utz for this episode. For more, like our Facebook page or visit songsinthedesert.org. We are entering the last week of the Songs in the Desert project. And before Lent ends, I want to know what you think. Please take our 2-minute listener survey. You can find a link in the show notes to this episode. We'll see you tomorrow for another Song in the Desert.